Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Those of you who know us a little bit will agree with me that we have been telling you for years that the relationship between the United States of America and especially Germany will deteriorate more and more. When we are looking at the events now, insofar as the Iran war is concerned, I dare to say that not too many would now doubt that what we have told you is correct. Let me begin with an article by DNYUZ, which started rather harmless. On March 7, it said, President Donald Trump's administration spent the past year dismissing Europeans as pathetic and irrelevant. Now, as he wages a war alongside Israel to force regime change in Iran, he wants Europe to cheer him on. But the Europeans' moves so far fall short of the applause Trump is seeking for an assault without a clear end that is violently reshaping the region. Trump has praised one European leader, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, who visited Washington this week after he declared there was little use lecturing about the illegality of war. Back home, however, Merz faced European criticism for abandoning support of international law, which he has touted on Ukraine and Greenland, and for not defending Spain from Trump's criticism in the Oval Office. Now, Friedrich Merz has never been a very strong, charismatic leader. He's one who is kind of changing his opinions quite a bit. But now he saw the signs of the time, and he had to realize he has to stand up to Trump. And now, Die Welt wrote on March 6, Friedrich Merz has warned of uncontrollable consequences from a protracted war in Iran. Such scenarios could have far-reaching consequences for Europe. The Iranian people have the right to freely decide their own destiny, he said. An endless war is not in our interest. Then the article goes on. At his meeting with Donald Trump this week, Merz had still emphasized Germany's agreement with the U.S. on Iran policy. With a warning against a protracted war, Merz is now acting more defensively. And that's what the German people expect. Nice, wrote on March 7, that Vice Chancellor Lars Klingbeil expressed sharp criticism of Trump's Iran war. He said, I say it very clearly, this is not our war. We will not take part in this war. Now, that was before Trump asked NATO members to help out when it came to the Strait of Hormuz. The Huffington Post wrote on March 14, President Donald Trump spent his Saturday begging and pleading for other countries to help the U.S. clear out Iran's military from the Strait of Hormuz. It was his second post on the day, asking other countries to help clear the critical passage for the world's oil that Trump has jeopardized. But he didn't get too many takers. The German outlet T-Online wrote on March 16, and I'm emphasizing now pretty much the German position. The U.S. launched its war against Iran more than 2 weeks ago without a strategy. U.S. President Donald Trump has thus reached a dead end. An end to the war is not in sight. The U.S. presidency simply lacks options, and time is running out for Trump. Oil prices on the world market are exploding, partly because the Iranian regime is blocking the Strait of Hormuz. Trump is under massive pressure, and now he is passing it on to NATO allies. He demands that the military alliance supports the Americans in protecting the Strait of Hormuz. He is threatening NATO with a very bad future, and even indirectly calling into question American support for Ukraine. This is brazen and disrespectful. The US president currently appears at a loss and has been unable to define a clear war aim in recent weeks with regard to the war in Iran. The power of the Mullah regime still seems firmly established. Nice wrote on March 14. German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius rejected a European military deployment to secure the Strait of Hormuz on Friday. He didn't see what European frigates could still accomplish down there, he said. Chancellor Friedrich Merz, in turn, said with regard to a possible German involvement that there was currently no reason to even consider a military securing for the sea lanes. Germany is not part of this war, and we don't want to be, he said. The Guardian added on March 16, European countries have ruled out sending warships to the Strait of Hormuz, despite threats from Donald Trump that NATO faces a very bad future if members fail to help reopen the vital waterway. Germany ruled out participation in any military activity, including efforts to reopen the strait. There was never a joint decision on whether to intervene. That is why the question of how Germany might contribute militarily does not arise. We will not do so, Friedrich Merz said. Now, after all of that, I doubt that Trump is still looking at Friedrich Merz as his friend, whom he can rely on when it comes to support. NTV wrote on March 17, Trump and NATO, it's no love affair. After requesting help in the war against Iran, he received numerous rejections from the alliance partners. He reacted angrily and suddenly no longer considered support necessary. However, I'm not surprised by the behavior because I have always viewed NATO, for which we spend hundreds of billions of dollars annually to protect precisely these countries, as a one-way street, he said. Trump already sharply criticized NATO during his first term. Since the beginning of his second term, the US president has regularly criticized the military alliance. We will protect them, but they will do nothing for us, especially in times of need, he wrote. Now, he's also suggesting that the United States might leave NATO. Has been suggesting this before. Now, it's not going to be that easy because Trump would need the support of either the Senate or the Congress. But it's not impossible to get that support, depending on what's going to happen. Focus, another German outlet, wrote on March 16. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, in connection with the refusal of European NATO countries to provide aid in the Strait of Hormuz, writes on X that he has never seen Donald Trump so angry. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has rejected German military participation in protecting oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz and sharply criticized the course taken by US President Donald Trump. NATO is a defense alliance and not an intervention alliance. The war in Iran is not a NATO matter, he said. The German outlet Die Welt wrote on March 17 that even the AfD, strong supporters of Trump, and Trump and his vice president were strong supporters of the AfD in Germany. It says AfD leader Weidel sharply criticizes U.S. military intervention in the Persian Gulf. The fact that help is now being requested suggests that this operation was undertaken without a clear plan, she said. This should have been considered beforehand. According to the AfD leader, Trump's support would transform NATO from a defensive to an offensive alliance. She sees no obligation to provide assistance. Then I want to quote another article, which was published by News on March 17, News, another German outlet which had been extremely supportive of Trump in the past. It says this: the war against Iran started by the US and Israel is not our conflict, which is why our troops have no business being in the Strait of Hormuz. Donald Trump's bombing of Iran is an act of hubris, an act of incredible pride and self-aggrandizement. With a series of targeted airstrikes against leading religious and military figures, the US president wanted to put an end to the Mullah regime. Even at the beginning of the war aim remained vague. Of course, the attacks were not discussed or coordinated with European countries like Germany. Merz's refusal is primarily correct, because Germany's navy doesn't have to clean up the mess Trump made. The decision to bomb the Mullah regime is based on a blatant miscalculation by the US president, who increasingly resembles a caricature of the peace president he once campaigned on. When an ally leaves a trail of destruction, it is not the German government's job to intervene and pick up the pieces. Merz's veto is correct. It's a clear refusal to participate in conflicts that are clearly not in Germany's interest, but would put German soldiers in immediate danger. And as I said, an outlet which was very supportive of Trump in the past, but everybody over there in Germany sees they cannot support Trump's Iran war. It would be political suicide to do that. But it goes beyond just the Iran debacle, because here another development took place. The Guardian wrote on March 13, European countries have pushed back against Donald Trump's decision to ease some US sanctions on Russian oil. The UK has joined Germany, France, and Norway in rejecting the move. Friedrich Merz insisted that support for Ukraine should continue despite the conflict in the Middle East. We will not allow ourselves to be deterred or distracted from this by the war with Iran, he said. Merz's comments follow similar remarks from the French president, Emmanuel Macron, who said that the paralysis of the Strait of Hormuz in no way justified lifting sanctions on Russia. Trump's chaotic geopolitical moves appear to have left allies increasingly confounded, as he has also rejected Ukraine's offer to help in countering Iran's drones. So we should clearly see that an alienation is taking place between the United States and Germany. You might say Europe, but I'm concentrating on Germany, the most important and most influential country in Europe. My friends, we have prepared a booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe. It's a booklet which tells you from the Bible what is going to happen to Germany and Europe, and what is going to happen to the relationship, the deteriorating relationship between Europe and Germany on the one hand and the United States on the other hand. Please order a free copy of this booklet. And I thank you for your attention. And until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.
The Bible has much to say about the future of Germany and Europe and what this means for the rest of the world. Germany will rise again to become the leading nation of a conquering military power bloc. It will even attack and destroy the USA and the UK. But ultimately, Europe, under Germany, will fall again and be defeated and destroyed by an alliance of Far Eastern nations. Request your free booklet now to see the significance of Europe's future and Germany's role in biblical prophecy.